FOD, wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I am joined. I just bumped my microphone.
Don't do that.
I'm joined, of course, by my co-host Napier.
What's up?
And via Skype, the albino alligator, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Yo, it's the Green Machine gonna rock the town without being seen.
But you're an albino.
Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND, or WFOD show on Skype. We have the makings of a program for you this evening. So much
jam-packed
to talk about.
So does that mean Travis got his Ecto Cooler?
Travis, did you get your Ecto Cooler?
I can say with a happy heart that I got my Ecto Cooler as of Friday afternoon.
Was it a hunt?
It was a hunt, and as a matter of fact, I didn't even get the payoff of finding it. I looked all over my town and an adjoining town, never found it, and I got home before my wife and kids on Friday, and my daughter brought me an 8-pack of Ecto Cooler juice boxes and said, "Hey, look what Mom got you."
See, now I went to like the Targets and the Walmarts, the places that you would think that would have first dibs. I would imagine the high C people would be like, we have to please the Walmarts and the Targets and get this product to them first. But it turns out you did not find it at one of those locations. You found it at like a local grocer, didn't you?
It's not quite local. It's regional. It's the Roundies Corporation. And they were actually listed on the website. There's an Ecto Cooler website that says, go here to find it, and there was shit like Hy-Vee and things like that on there. I don't have any of those by me.
There's an Ecto Cooler website?
Oh, yeah, they absolutely have a website, and that's what got me jacked up about it.
So you mean there's other jack-offs like you that actually give a shit about this?
Oh, yeah, just look at the hashtag Ecto Cooler on Twitter or look at the Ecto Cooler Facebook page, and there are tons of us jack-offs.
Nate, what is this Ecto Cooler Facebook page? It's people that go there to confess their love for Ecto Cooler. If this thing was so popular, why'd they stop making it? This onslaught of people who give a fuck about Surge. Like, it wasn't popular. That's why it went away.
Well, Ecto Cooler ran its course. That wasn't a thing of popularity. It was Ecto Cooler popped up around the time of the original Ghostbusters, carried through the second Ghostbusters, at which time they dumped Slimer from the can. And as soon as they got rid of Slimer off the can and it just became another high C flavor, it became, you know.
Was it called something different?
No, it was still called Ecto Cooler, but nobody knew what the fuck that meant because Ghostbusters wasn't as prevalent in pop culture.
So where can I find Ecto Cooler? You know what? Target didn't even have high C.
No,
like any high C.
But the major retailers, too, it's weird because they have to approve new products. So unless those companies got their shit together early, they wouldn't have approved those new products. So I think it was more of a who can we get it into. And like I said, you go ahead on the Ecto Cooler website and you'll be able to find it you'll find all the retailers that are on there. But as of release date, why I was so angry was that I looked at a bunch of Roundies stores where I got it from the Cops Food Center, and none of them had it. It seemed like they had just got it like a week or two after.
They were sold out?
I don't think they even got it. I think it was they had a release date, a street date, and I just think they like kind of blew their wad too early and nobody actually had it on the shelf.
So is that movie coming out in the next couple of weeks?
What's that, Ghostbusters?
The Ghostbusters film.
Oh, I don't care.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a tie-in. They're related.
Yeah, it does.
This isn't just a coincidence.
Then. No, it does say Ghostbusters on the Ecto Cooler juice boxes. Yeah.
So are you drinking some now with alcoholic beverages? You're pairing the two.
Yep, my masterful mixology. I've created what I like to call the Ecto One, and one with a W-O-N. And it's really difficult. It's as much vodka as you can put in a cup, and then an Ecto Cooler juice box to top it off on ice.
And so you've been shotgunning those since about five when you got off work or so?
No, my son had T-ball, so I've only been drinking my Ecto-1 mixology for about 45 minutes.
Son, let's get this T-ball game over. I have to drink my alcoholic beverages with the cartoon ghost on them. Well, I'll tell you what I've been doing this week, Napier.
What have you been doing?
I've discovered that I really enjoy watching the television programs of the Gordon Ramsay guy.
Oh, yeah, he's angry. That's his thing.
He yells at people. Like, he goes into hotels, and he yells at them because their hotels are shitty. And he goes into restaurants, and he tells people that he's never liked anybody's food ever.
Nope. Well, I guess that's why he's there. They serve shitty food.
He's a different character on that MasterChef. Like, you watch that, and he's the nice one on MasterChef, as opposed to being the dick he always is to everybody.
But me and Laura, we've been watching a lot of Gordon Ramsay the last couple of days. I don't really know why it happened. We're just like, you know, let's watch this hotel hell. He's going to go into hotels, and he's going to try their food and tell them their food is bad. All the ones that we watched, the innkeeper has kept their clothes in his closet and like locked it with a padlock. He goes in there every time and he says, no, you take that padlock off. I want to put my clothes in this closet. And they're like, no, this is where my clothes are. He goes, no, I paid for the room. I want to put my clothes in the closet. And they have that standoff. It's the same formula every episode, but it's so much fun.
What? It's just like Bar Rescue, where it's literally like beat for beat the exact same show every week.
That guy gets mad at people because their bar sucks.
He watches them from outside. It's a shit show. He storms in there, screams at them, tells them if they don't get their shit together, he's not coming back. He comes back, gives them some more shit. They do a stress test where obviously they will never be able to handle it. They train him a little bit more. He redoes their bar, and it's a happy ending, always.
But why in the world would you ever go on that show? I mean, like, I'm sure that people email him.
Oh, you get shit tons of money.
That they want to go on the show, but it's a terrible advertisement for your business. Because, I mean, he goes in there, and he finds all the mold and rats and stuff and says, look, this place is a shithole. And then, like, why would you watch that and say, oh, I should go stay at that shithole.
Well,
the nice thing, he spends a lot of money renovating their businesses.
Yeah, and a lot of them they're at the point where it's either do this or go into bankruptcy and lose the house and become destitute. So if it takes a little embarrassment, I think they're okay with that.
But still, wouldn't you figure out a different way?
Like running a proper restaurant? If they could have done that, they wouldn't be there.
I mean, he isn't like reinventing the wheel. He goes in there and he says, there's nobody in your restaurant because your food sucks. I mean, wouldn't you draw that conclusion yourself when you say, nobody's here. Maybe our food is terrible.
The thing about like John Taffer, though, is that guy, that's actually what he does for a living, is he like renovates people's businesses and makes them more profitable. The thing about Gordon Ramsay that I don't understand, and I guess the food thing makes sense where he goes and says, hey, your restaurant sucks. The hotel one, though, makes no sense to me because Gordon Ramsay has zero background in the lodging industry. Right. I'll go and tell you your hotel sucks. That's fine. I'll scream at these people.
Oh, dear. The paint is chipping off the walls.
It looks like there's a water stain on the ceiling from who knows when. You should get that fixed.
The last lady that was on there was holes in the wall that they covered up with business cards and then painted over.
Innovation.
They couldn't even be bothered with like wallpaper.
No, they just painted over they just set a business card up there and then painted over it.
Now you use what you got.
And you have to think to yourself, you know what? We're gonna be on TV. We should, like, get our shit together. But none of them do.
No, you probably didn't see it before they cleaned up. That's after they cleaned up.
Napier, the TV cameras are there. They know they're coming.
Oh, yeah, they had to request that they come.
Clean up!
They did, probably.
I mean, I tidy up the house if you're coming over.
Really?
Like you give a quick wipe of the toilet, a quick wipe of the toilet to make sure.
Yeah, give it a quick once over, you know? Just so I don't look like a shit bum.
The thing about, though, like I'm not sure how Kitchen Nightmares and shit worked, but Bar Rescue actually says they're coming to the area. They get people like requesting to be on the show, and that's why they set up all those hidden cameras that they know are there, but they don't know if they're being picked or not. So, like, John Taffer and crew, they pick whoever they're going to go. So he could go to any of like a half dozen places in a city, and then he just shows up. I mean, but you do know there's a possibility that you're going to be on TV and John Taffer is going to be there. So you would think that you'd make the slightest bit of effort to clean yourself up.
I have a show idea. And I don't think it would be one of us that would do it. I think we should get like Anchor. I want to pitch a show for Anchor where he goes on people's podcasts and like tells them like what they need to fix. And like yells at him, and
he's
like,
just tells you all of your ideas are pieces of shit.
yeah. He's like, everything you do is shitty. I'm gonna continue to listen to your show every week, but it's shitty, and these are the reasons why.
That's a genius idea, actually. I cannot believe there's not a Pod Rescue show.
Pod Rescue.
I can't believe that's
starring Anchor Babcock.
Do you think he would approve of
your show is mediocre
nights?
At best. Your sound quality is awful.
Did you just make a War of Tanks reference?
How does that appeal to a mass audience? Look, I'm going to sign out of Skype. You need to get your shit together, buddy.
I will not be back next week unless you drop all references to toilet paper.
Well, guys, it's happened. I've given up.
You're finally a show I can't fix. Every week when you watch Gordon Ramsay, he tells them they're the worst he's ever seen, which means every episode the people are progressively worse than on the episode before. Either that or he's exaggerating.
No, it's like the X-Files. You know, the monsters get bigger every week until, you know, they go to the aliens.
My favorite Gordon Ramsay thing is every time he takes a bite of somebody's food, it's like a baby, like when they first have some food that they don't know and it just like falls out of their face, you know? He like just kind of like chews it up a little bit in the front of his mouth and then just lets it fall out of his mouth, screaming at them about how it's raw. I just love that move.
He's never just said, oh, you know, this isn't bad.
Yeah, could be better. No, it's the worst food he's ever had.
He like spits it out. The guy's never eaten anything in his life.
No, there was one episode he complimented a lady on her cakes.
He said, oh, this cake isn't bad.
Yeah.
I must have missed that one.
No, there was one of them. He was eating some cake because there was a outside person that brought in cake. He's like, oh, this is good. Who made it? Somebody else.
In the chat, Thomas Jackson says that there's a podcast called Pod Rescue, and it's about Bar Rescue. So I guess they recap episodes of Bar Rescue by...
Is there a show on Earth that doesn't have a podcast attached to it?
A podcast recap show?
Every show that ever existed has somebody talking about episode by episode about those television
shows.
I'll
tell you what, Travis, if you wanted to start a Preacher recap show, I'd probably do it with you. I'm enjoying The Preacher. Have you been watching The Preacher?
Nope. I haven't watched this last week's episode, and it took me – I had to review the first episode.
Did you watch the second one with the chainsaw fight?
Amazing. The chainsaw thing, fucking amazing.
Napier, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't really know what's going on. I've watched three episodes. I enjoy it a lot. It's fun. But I don't think I really know what's happening.
That's why I had to watch that first episode a second time, because it made no sense to me upon initial viewing.
Isn't that off a comic book?
Yes.
Can't you it just is, read yeah. part of the opening series and then...
I mean, I could read the comic books, I guess, if I wanted to, but I like watching the show.
They changed it quite a bit. It's a bit different.
Well then, so there was a chainsaw fight.
These two guys, so the spoiler alert, sort of.
We're going to spoil the first two episodes of Preacher, it's fine.
There's this thing that goes in the Preacher.
Yeah.
We don't really know what it is yet, but it makes him like powerful or something. It's like a parasite. It like lives in him and it makes him powerful.
He's the first one that it hasn't exploded into a giant bloodbath mess.
Yeah, it went in a couple of people, tried to find a host, and like they blew up. But he didn't blow up.
That African village preacher was the best scene.
These guys, they want to get this thing out of the preacher. And so they sneak up on him, and they're gonna chainsaw it out of him. And one of his friends tries to stop him. And there's a big, giant chainsaw fight in this church. And it's amazing.
They couldn't have picked other weapons to use?
Chainsaws?
They wanted to cut him up because they wanted to put pieces of him in a trunk. So they had to cut him up, but his buddy stopped him.
Oh, good for him.
It's a chainsaw fight. It's great, okay? It's just great.
Let me tell you real quick. I'm going to spoil something major that happens in the first episode. You're introduced to this buddy that helped stop the preacher get cut up by a chainsaw, and you're introduced to him on an airplane where he's serving drinks to a bunch of what you think are yuppie assholes on the way to a bachelor party, but it turns out they're really after him, so he murders the entire plane full of people, including the pilot, and he's like, well, fuck, now what? So he grabs himself a drink and jumps out of the airplane without a parachute, smashes into the ground in some farmer's field, and when you finally see him again, all he is a head attached to a pile of, like, blood and guts and intestines, like, in a big pit.
It's amazing. It's just nonsense. It's crazy nonsense. It's like the movie Crank, only it's a TV show. And
bloodier.
It's great. I'm not good at reviewing things, Napier. I really just say whether it's good or not. That's why I would be a bad host for the
Preacher podcast.
A talking preacher preaching to the choir.
Yeah, there you go.
Do a One Punch Man review podcast.
Oh, fucking One Punch Man.
Don't That's you why love we One need Punch Anchor, Man. Because I'm hoping that Anchor can articulate why a show sucks, as opposed to just saying, this is good or this is bad. Because that's the extent of my reviews. If you tell me, hey, what did you think of this? I'll say, I liked it.
Well, why didn't. Why don't you just sit down to watch something to enjoy it once, and then you watch it again to do a critical review of it?
Like write down notes?
Yeah, just
practice what you preach. That's a good name for our Preacher podcast.
Hey, that is pretty good.
No, but I'm telling you, Jim Chadman used to write long form movie reviews on the Furnacast website, and they were great.
Oh yeah, I like that. I watched this,
but
that
my reviews will be of a one through five star system. That's really all I can articulate to you.
Well, did you see One Punch Man?
I didn't know. I keep meaning to, but then I find anything else in the world to do other than that.
I think there's an anime called Parasite where the little parasites get into folk, and then it's like really freaky body modification shit where their arms and legs go all crazy and teeth come out of nowhere.
Mean they come out of nowhere, like out of their elbows and stuff?
Yeah, like they grow
elbow teeth.
Yeah, they have like elbow teeth.
How do you know they're teeth and not just like extra bones or something?
Well, there's a lot of them in a row and they look like teeth because there's gums and lips and shit.
There's lips?
Yeah, it's like a mouth.
That sounds out of very nowhere. Involved.
You should watch that and then review it as to Preacher because he has something inside of him. And it'll be fun.
You know, I didn't even have this Gordon Ramsay podcast review thing on my list. I thought of it as we were talking about Gordon Ramsay.
And then you just talked about it? Like you were having a discussion with friends?
Yeah, like I didn't even plan it, Travis. It just kind of happened.
That kind of feels good, right? When it's just kind of, natural?
Are you trying to say something?
No. Let me tell you.
I worry that we don't have enough things. And I hassle the fellas in the chat. I'm like, guys, we don't have any things. And most of the time it works out okay.
Yeah, perfectly fine.
So you're saying I should stress out less?
Probably.
Yeah, don't sweat the small stuff.
Yeah, let things happen as they come. But probably not on the show, because then, you know, we devolve into toilet humor and rape.
Audio rape?
Audio rape.
Have you guys seen all this stuff about that Brock guy that raped a gal?
Yeah, what do you get, like 2 months?
It's 6 months, but they think he'll be out in 3.
Well, that's good. That's nice for him. Yeah, he'll be back at the country club playing tennis in no time.
So the guy, he raped a gal. There was a gal that was like passed out behind a dumpster, and he saw like a corpse laying out in an alley and said, I should fuck that. I think that's how it went, right? He saw the gal and decided that, I mean, she's asleep. I might as well fuck her. Is that kind of what happened?
I don't know. I've tried to stay away from all of these.
And so then
things.
Fellas saw him raping an unconscious gal and chased him down, and he got arrested. And his dad asked the judge, you know, hey, man, this guy's, like, really good at swimming. And like, if you give him a long sentence, that'll really fuck up his life.
He's not going to be able to swim if he's in jail too long.
And so the judge was like, God, I didn't think of it that way. I mean, if this guy goes to jail for a long time, that would be a really big bummer for him.
Probably.
And so he got a 6-month sentence for raping this gal.
And didn't he blame it on him being drunk?
Yeah.
Well, you know what happens when I get drunk? I can't fuck anything. Like, my dick don't work. Like, how does, like, does nobody else have whiskey dick but me?
don't remember anything I did. Oh, I have no recollection of what happened.
But in reality, it's still you, and you still did it. Even if you have no recollection of it and you blacked out, that's still you making those decisions, even if that alcohol clouded your brain. Well, you still did those things.
Yeah, you're doing shitty things, and you're still mm-hmm. responsible for the shitty things you do.
When right. I'm drunk enough to not be able to use sound judgment, I can barely use my dick to hit the toilet when I piss. How is he getting it anywhere near something if he's that fucking drunk?
I don't know.
I couldn't beat my dick into a boner if I was that drunk.
The only time I've ever gotten drunk to the point of I didn't know what I was doing, the next morning I woke up on somebody's couch outside of the tavern. They lived really close to the tavern, and apparently I just, walked into their house like
didn't
it was
you
mine.
Walk into the person across the street's house?
Yeah, it was
didn't
across
you tell
the street.
That story?
It was across the street from the tavern. Yeah, we were drinking Wild Turkey shots trying to get somebody drunk, and apparently it made me drunk.
Who did you try to get drunk?
We were having a going away party for a guy at work, and so I was trying to get him liquored up, but it backfired pretty severely.
And then you just went in somebody's house and slept on their couch?
Yeah, I walked out of the tavern and walked across the street to somebody's home and walked right in the front door. And took off my shoes. And
did they hear you?
No, nobody heard me. I put all my stuff on the table like it was my house. And I laid on the couch and went to sleep. And at first they thought I was their kid's friend. But then realized after he woke up that nobody in the house knew who I was.
You were just some dude?
Just some random dude.
Did you apologize?
Who apparently their dogs thought I was cool because they had two big dogs that didn't make a peep. And they said usually their dogs lose their mind when anybody's even in the front of the house. And the dogs just were chill, and they're cool. And they were really cool people because that next morning they offered me coffee and cereal. They said, oh.
They offered you cereal? They didn't call the police?
They did not call the police. And they actually told me, they're like, you're lucky you walked into our house, because if you would have went about two doors down, that old man has a shotgun that he keeps in the kitchen just in case anybody would happen to
walk cereal?
In his house. I believe I accepted their coffee. I did not accept their cereal.
Huh.
Did you pay them for the coffee at least?
In thank yous.
Did you maintain a friendship with these people later on in your life?
I did not, but I did run into one of the guys when I was working one day. I was he was in a place that I was delivering something to, and he's like, "Hey, how you doing?" And I was like, "Oh,
still
shit.
Getting blackout drunk and fall asleep on the wrong person's couch?"
No, he actually invited me to a cookout that night. And he said, "Oh, you should stop by." I will never stop by.
Travis turns the corner at the Goodies, and he's got a cart full of vodka and Ecto Cooler. Guy said, "Oh, still the same old Travis."
Still living Travis, that life.
What you doing? Oh, doing what I always do. Getting blackout drunk at the neighbors.
15 years later.
Napier, did I tell you that we have a Patreon person now?
I don't understand that.
Well, we have a Patreon. I told you that. But we actually have somebody who is now supporting us Patreon.
We have a Patreon?
Yeah, we do. And I thank the person greatly for giving us, you know, anything. It's nice. I don't understand why, though.
It's like Radiohead's In Rainbows album.
I don't remember
what
that
it's
one.
Worth.
Yeah. You could just get In Rainbows for free, Napier, but Radiohead worked hard on it. Don't you want to throw them a couple of dollars for it just to say thank you? That's Patreon. We're going to do the show anyway, but now this guy has given us $5 to do it. That's
nice. Did anybody look at the timetable when Patreon was conceived? Was it shortly after Louis put that first comedy special on his website and said, "Hey guys, just, like, give me what you think it's worth"?
So
that happened, like, right afterwards?
Anyway, before we get away from what I was going to say, the perk that he opted for was every month he gets to request a Napier karaoke for you to
do. Hooray!
Oh, Christ.
And you know what he picked, Travis, and I can't believe we haven't even done this one yet. He wanted Holiday Road. Can you believe we haven't? Is that Lindsey Buckingham, Hollywood, or Holiday Road?
I've heard that 1,000 times.
I found back long ago.
Oh, beautiful Holiday Road. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bark like a dog. You know what I'm talking about?
No. got a little crazy there for a moment. I'm not going to lie, I was slightly startled.
So what I'm saying is, guys...
Thank you.
You see a passed out gal, don't rape her. Make sure she's okay.
If anything, draw dicks on her face.
Yeah, draw dicks on her face or something. I mean, that'll show her, right?
Yeah, that'll teach you not to fall asleep behind dumpsters.
And make sure she's breathing, okay? Take care of each other. There's so much damn nonsense out there, and everybody's messing around with each other. Knock it off. Behave.
Be good to your neighbors.
So when Anchor calls the podcast to tell them what's wrong with their podcast, does he do it like on their podcast? Because he has to have his own podcast, right? And like we'll pull clips from their podcast to play as examples of why their podcast isn't good.
Well, it could be like one of those dual release ones where he calls in during their show, shits on him, but then also releases that episode of their show as his show. You see?
Yeah, but see, you subscribe to the Pod Rescue feed.
Right. So that would mean like WFOD 263 would be Anchor's Pod Rescue episode number 2.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So he would just take their shows and repost them with his
But
new,
what if he's really mean
RSS?
To them and they choose not to release it?
It's tough.
Oh,
luck.
They don't have a choice.
Oh, yeah, it's contractually obligated?
Right. If you agree to do it, you can't say no.
Bark like a dog.
I don't know that one.
It's Holiday Road.
Really? I don't remember that part.
Oh. Guys, we're going to take a break. We will be back in just a few moments. We do have a plethora of questions for Dr. Napier. I guess if you're in the chat room and you have yet to ask Dr. Napier a question, you have a few minutes. Otherwise, once we get back, the doctor is in, baby.
Exactly.
We'll be back.
I'm going to ask you one more time. Please open it.
The Strange Label app for both Android and iPhone?
Open it! Open it! Dude. Open it! 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 Open it!
Okay, geez. It's available now for iTunes and Android. Hear the stream 24 hours a day on the go.
Here he is again with another one of his amazing animal facts. Drunk!
Bees taste with their feet.
Nasty place. You know it. I know it. Yeah. We don't have to fall from grace. Put down the weapons you fight with and kill them with kindness. Kill them with kindness. Kill them. Kill them. Kill them with kindness. Kill them with kindness. Kill them with kindness. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead now. Running out of time, chasing the lies. Every day a small piece of you dies. Always somebody you're willing to fight to be right. Your lies are bullets, your mouth's a gun, and no war in anger was ever won. Put out the fire before igniting. Next time you're fighting, kill him with kindness. 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 Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead now. Go ahead. Go ahead now. Go ahead. Go ahead now. Your lies are bullets. Your mouth's a gun. And no war in anger was ever won. Put out the fire before igniting. Next time you're fighting, kill him with kindness. Kill him with kindness. Kill him. Kill him. Kill him with kindness. Kill him with kindness. Kill him with kindness. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead now. Go ahead now. Go ahead. Go ahead now. Go ahead. Go ahead now.
Hi, this is David Bowie, and you're listening to me on...
name, though. That's not my name. Travis says your gut's
weird. Shit. Carper. Lozenge is not here. That's not like a lozenge. She's not saying weird things.
Hello, welcome back. I hope you're all doing okay.
Did you give him the number to call in?
You want me to? 636-487 hand.
Or
WFOD show on Skype.
I don't know if we'll get to your call, though, because we're really backed up.
So I went and saw a movie the other day with my old lady and my old lady's mom.
Did you see X-Men?
You went to a movie with your lady's mom?
Have I been on video this whole time, Travis?
Yeah.
Is it weirding you out?
No, I don't care. As long as the connection doesn't break, I'm completely fine with it.
Name of the movie was Me Before You.
Is that the Daenerys Targaryen's motion picture?
I don't know what you just said.
The Game of Thrones.
Khaleesi.
It was about a gal that goes to work for a fella who's paralyzed. And, you know, she's, like, taking care of him and, like, wiping his ass and stuff. And, you know, they fall for each other. And have you noticed that's happening a lot lately? They're making, like, handicap romance movies. Like, oh, I have cancer. I'm going to die soon. And we fell in love. And then somebody dies. Why is that happening so much now? Why is that a thing?
That's been happening for a long time, right? I mean, doesn't that go all the way back? Well, no, I guess it's a little bit different scenario where Giovanni Ribisi and Juliet Lewis played Downsy folks who fall in love.
Downsy folks?
Yeah,
weren't they down? But this is a trend that's happening lately where somebody's sick, they fall in love, and then one of them dies.
It's an easy plot device, and then you can have that person die and reliably get tears and like, oh God, this needs an Oscar.
It's recyclable material where you can plug anybody into it, you can change the disease really fast and make the exact same movie, and people will think they're watching.
Didn't I already see this one and be like, no! That guy had cancer. This guy's paralyzed.
That's like trying to keep track of all those Matthew McConaughey rom-com flicks. It's like I the one that I can remember is How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. All of the other ones blend together for me.
It's easy, lazy writing. It's like putting a Nazi in a movie and then that's the bad guy. Of course, it's a fucking Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
Of course you're going to be sad when they die. They're going to die. They told you they were going to die in the trailer.
Disposable, like anything Nicholas Sparks writes.
Nicholas Sparks movies are very similar.
They're all the same. The Notebook is the only one that actually ever, I think, warranted any attention.
There's somebody who's in a bad situation that moves to a small town and finds love. And then their past comes back. And then there's a confrontation. But then love wins.
Didn't you say there was one that you watched where the person was dead the whole time or some shit?
Where somebody was dead? The Sixth Sense.
No. That one I know. But I thought you were telling me about like a Nicholas Sparksy kind of movie where this lady moves to a different town and she's got this friend that she talks to through the whole thing. But it turns out that friend was dead.
That was
always.
That one with Gladiator. And he's really smart. But then, like, all his friends are ghosts.
Russell Crowe?
Yeah, Russell Crowe. He's, like, really smart, and he solves a bunch of math problems, and all the ghosts are helping him solve the math problems. But then he finds out that, like, all of his friends are really dead.
I didn't think any of his friends were dead. I thought it just turned out he was all fucked up in the head.
They were imaginary friends.
Shit.
Right?
I gotta rewatch that. That doesn't sound right to me.
I didn't see it.
Was it
A Beautiful
Looper?
Mind.
I bet it was Looper.
Looper?
Yeah.
Guys, we do have some help that we need to give to people in a segment that we like to call Ask Dr. Napier. It is, in fact, time Travis.
For
it's time to ask Dr. Napier.
You leave lip stains on that glass like a woman. Just putting that out there. Those look like lady lip stains. They don't look like man lips.
I mean, I have lips.
Yeah, but the way that you put it on there looks like lady lips.
What are you talking about, lady lips?
Yeah.
I put like, my lips on a glass and drink from it.
Yeah, but it looks really feminine when you do
like
it.
Like the downstairs lips?
Well, kind of upstairs. It looks Wait, feminine.
Fuck I'm, you, man.
That's why I drink from a straw. It's way manlier.
First question for Dr. Napier from Carper 42. How can I lose weight without having to exercise or take dangerous diet pills?
You could develop some kind of disease that makes you not eat and vomit a lot.
And then find love.
And then find love. You could drink heavily, and then I hear that if you drink really heavily, like you won't want to eat because you'll be too busy drinking.
That's not true.
Oh.
I guess if like you're sad and you don't want to eat, like you just get like crippling depression about the fact that, you know, soon you'll be nothing more than dust and, you know, everything you've worked to build will just disintegrate into nothingness and everyone you know will die and everyone they know will die and really, this is all just a series of bullshit that means nothing.
I'm going to take your alcohol away.
I thought this was Ask Dr. Napier.
I would suggest heavily smoking. Smoking is going to curb your appetite.
Oh, man, smoking is a great idea. I should start that again because that was really good for my weight.
Yeah, you can do the vaping thing. You don't have to, like, do cigarettes, but nicotine, just inhale the fuck out of that shit, and you're not going to want to eat. You won't want to.
I'll piggyback on that. Don't do the vaping thing, because that has not taken the place of the actual smoking for me in terms of, like, weight loss. So
I've been okay with mine. It's okay.
You been all right? All right.
It's not the same as when I would go down to, like, the gas station and get me, like, Black and Mild. Like, oh, I could have me a Black and Mild. That would be my dinner.
Question from Liquid Lozenge. How many Coke Zeros a day can someone drink before it kills them?
Well, I don't drink the Coke Zero. I drink Diet Coke. And at one point, I did 8 2-liters a day.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, I did.
You can't drink 8 2-liters in a day. You physically can't.
I did.
I believe him. I see people's Facebook pictures sometimes where I can kind of tell they're unhealthy people. And they take a picture of their lady love or something, and there's just like a 2-liter of Mountain Dew alongside the couch, like it's a single serve beverage.
Travis, I just did the math in my head. That's 16 liters.
How'd you do that math so quick?
Yeah. I did. At my worst point, I was at 16 liters of soda every single day, but I don't drink that much anymore. I replaced it with vodka.
Everything you've ever said on this show, I am amazed that you are not dead.
Thank you. I am too, to be honest with you. Like, I don't know how it's fucking lasted this long. I mean,
you're beating Mother Nature at her own game.
No, I should be dead.
One day when you are dead and me and Travis do your memorial, I'm going to pull that clip and play it over a Boys to Men song.
You know what I want?
Should be dead.
Here's what I want everybody, nobody to say at my funeral. Well, that was sudden and unexpected. No, it wasn't. It wasn't sudden and it wasn't unexpected.
You never saw this coming.
Look. Napier lived the way he wanted to. And he knew the risks. But God damn it, did he live?
Oh, my dad's so disappointed in me. I bet he's got a stopwatch running, just kicking out like, oh, I didn't think I'd have to use two of these. like an odometer on a car that you think just should have fucking
so
died.
It's so hard to say goodbye
to what we had.
The good times
that made us laugh.
The moment I die, Coke is going to have to explain it to their shareholders. I am literally keeping 7 fast food businesses in my town going.
I thought we had
it doozy forever.
But forever! Next question from the Lotus Cast. Why is deporting all Muslims in the U.S. the best way to stop terrorism?
Well, it isn't.
What's the better way?
Re-education camps for everybody.
It worked super well with the Japanese.
Well, they didn't do anything, so, I mean.
I think that there's a lack of nobody seems to think, like, life is precious anymore.
Oh, no, they have this, like, mentality of, let's take out as many people as
we've
I can with me.
All developed the YOLO philosophy of life, and it's not going to get better. It's just going to get worse.
Do you remember when those guys, though, that would go on these disgusting rampages, or like to bring, you know, the voice gal, though, you would get those people in handcuffs. It wasn't, they weren't suicide bombers. They were people willing to do an awful thing, but they didn't want to, like, die.
Right.
But if you want to die, why don't you just, you know,
die? Die.
Leave everybody else.
I mean, like, if you want to be remembered for killing yourself, why don't you do something, like, really cool? Like do some kind of extreme stunt that you die doing. And people will remember that.
Oh, you know what somebody would really remember you for? Dress up in full clown regalia. Get the makeup on and everything else. Go to your friend's house when they're away on vacation and then blow your brains out in their living room. And then when they come in weeks later, like you're stinking.
You'll be on the news. Be like, but this guy dressed up like a clown and shot himself in his friend's house. That's weird, right?
Their kids will never not remember that.
You have to, like, rig the front door with, like, a glitter bomb, though. So as soon as they get that front door open, they get a glitter bomb in the face, and then they're treated to your dead, rotting corpse on their living room floor.
You got
to
set up some kind of Home Alone thing to, like, drop a record and play Chumbawamba's Tub Thumping.
Oh, God, rig up an explosive in their house so that when it does go off, your corpse just gets splattered about.
No, because you don't want to hurt anybody else. That's the whole point.
No, you're not. You're just exploding your corpse. Like, you're far away. Like, you might be in the basement.
Also, it'll just be like a little explosion.
Yeah, a little explosion. You just blow up, like, in their basement or
but
something.
But how will they tell you were a clown then? That's
you got clown
part of
pieces everywhere.
So, no, but I mean, if you do something really fun, do it publicly. I mean, fuck up some people's lives so, like, they'll never forget, you know, where they were when they saw that guy die. Everybody's still alive. And
you know, the best thing to do would be to, like, coordinate a flash mob. So you, like, set up, like, a town and you, like, coordinate, like, 200-400 people showing up for this flash mob. But you're, like, the guy in the very middle. So, you know, like, you're setting it up to go viral. So it's, like, being videotaped from every angle. And then you blow yourself up in the middle of
part of the thing.
Yeah, it's part of the flash mob. And people think, part of the flash mob, but really, the guy really blew himself to bits.
Or, like, you have, like, the flash mob, and they're all doing, like, the same grease dances.
No, they're doing that song from Austin Powers, you know,
it's like and it's like a big dance number, and everybody's dancing, and you've got on, like, the best thing, like, anybody out there ever had for one of these dance things, and then the song ends that everybody is playing, and then you just eat a fucking shotgun.
The Lotus Cast, I hope that we answered your question there. Brett from the Hot Butter Podcast, what's the best way to rid yourself of skin tags?
Nail clippers.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
I went to a doctor. You know what she did? She took an X-Acto knife to one of them and said, we're going to test this for cancer. I swear to you, she threw it in the garbage.
This is the thing to do with moles, too.
Yeah, you just...
Fingernail clippers.
Fingernail clippers, a new X-Acto knife, clean it with alcohol, just take it off. It doesn't fucking hurt. She didn't numb the damn thing.
The
she
moles,
just cut it off.
Yeah, that's all they did is they cut it off.
Yeah, I had a skin tag in
Why
my
Why can't
armpit.
You just do it yourself? Just cut it off.
You can. All you have to do is cut it off, put a Band-Aid on it, and then, like, or rub it down with some alcohol or Neosporin.
I found a new mole. It's like on the connection of my leg to my taint.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty substantial mole. It's a big one.
Is it a tag or a mole?
That's not a good spot for that.
Yeah. It's a mole. Where'd it come from? Why is it there? It wasn't there before. I grew a new mole.
That's probably, yeah. Travis is probably right. You should
go
to a doctor.
And I feel like if it was always there, I would have noticed it by now. I think it's new. It's a new mole.
Maybe it's impacted feces.
I'm just gonna cut that shit off.
Yeah, cut it off. But I would heavily suggest, you know, sanitizing the fuck out of it before and after.
Maybe I'll get a cigar cutter.
That might be a little bit extreme. Like, I don't think you need special tools.
A little baby guillotine.
Just get one of those little propane torches, so if it starts to breathe or bleed very heavily, you just cauterize that bastard.
No,
yeah, I mean, it's in my taint. Nobody will ever notice it there. It's not like, you know, it's a place that I have to be fashionable.
Don't use a blowtorch. Be reasonable about it. Use a soldering iron.
On a similar note, from the Furnacast, how long does it take a bruised penis to heal?
How bruised? I guess that's...
She didn't specify.
Now, if you've had like a rubber band snapped against your dick, and I'm not saying that I had, but that would bruise probably about, I don't know, 3 or 4 days. I did hear of somebody bending their dick at a 90-degree angle while they had a boner. And I think that took like a month, month and a half to fully heal. So anywhere from 3 days to a month and a half.
What's a Morocco mole? In the chat, I have Mike's Morocco mole.
I think that's a Hanna-Barbera character.
I like him. He's got little glasses because moles don't see good.
Well, no, probably don't.
From Ultimate Anchor, are you excited about the Blues hiring Mike Yeo? Will he help them put the biscuit in the basket?
He literally looks like a penis.
He looks like the bad guy from a Blade movie.
Yeah, he looks like he should be doing something other than coaching people.
Yeah, he was the coach of the Minnesota Wild for a few seasons. And I think this past year they fired... No, it wasn't this past year. It was the year before.
No, I think it was this year they fired him.
They fired him because... he went on a 13-game losing streak.
Yeah, apparently the players stopped wanting to play for him.
And they said, wow, 13 games is a lot of games, Mike. I think we need to find somebody who wins more games.
That is a pretty substantial losing streak.
So we have a coach, but we hired this guy to hang out with that coach for a year because after this year he's going to retire.
Yeah, and they already gave him 3 more years after this one. So I don't know why they would do that. The guy's obviously...
Did they do that? Is that a thing that happens, that they hire a coach to hang out with the coach and then be the coach the year after? Oh, Travis, yeah. Have you ever heard of that before?
I'm sorry, I started tuning out.
Okay, so they, we have a coach, right?
You have one coach, yep.
We hired another coach.
The other coach didn't go away yet?
No, we still have that coach.
Okay.
This coach is going to hang out with our current coach for a year, and then after that year, he's going to be the coach.
So what they're saying is they really enjoy the coaching style of the current coach, and they would like the next coach to coach just like that.
I guess, yeah. So he's going to hang out with that. Don't you think that's awkward?
That's super awkward.
I mean, imagine you say, this is my last year, guys. And they hire somebody to like do your job, but not for a year. And so like, he's just going to hang out with you and like sit near your desk and watch you do your job for a year.
That's outsourcing. I think that's
that typically happens. It doesn't happen for a year though. They usually it's like a handful of months transition period.
But this guy's already had the job, Travis. Like he did your job at another place and he knows how to do the job. So, I mean, it's not like you're training him.
Right. But he doesn't know how to do the job there.
Yeah, he's got to transition into the system.
Mm-hmm.
From S Van B Nan 27. How do you prevent swamp vag on hot summer days?
I think they have those feminine wipes. And
you just walk around and wipe your vag? Isn't there
When you go to the bathroom and when you finish your toilet, you use the feminine wipe.
But then it's all moist.
No, you wipe it and then
in the interest of dryness.
Well, no, you wipe it with the feminine wipe thing and then you dry it off with the toilet paper. You're not walking around with that thing stuck on you.
Okay, so you're wiping it with it, I guess, to
sanitize.
Get some freshness.
Yeah. Or I heard baby powder works. Don't wear such tight clothing. Become a lady.
Are you are you body shaming her?
No. I get swamp crotch.
Shower. Showering helps.
Well, I mean, that's afterwards. You can't do anything while you're sweating.
And shower more than once every 3 days.
Ro Ascendar on the Twitter. How does one handle insomnia?
Drinking. Travis?
Amen.
Yep. Drinking.
Look, I'll tell you how you handle insomnia. It puts me out like a light all the time.
Is it drinking?
Do you remember, like, it wasn't this past Super Bowl. I believe it was the Super Bowl before that. Squarespace was advertising you could get Jeff Bridges sleep tapes on the Squarespace website.
I thought that was a joke ad.
No, it's a real thing. The Jeff Bridges sleep tapes, I have it on my iPod. And every night, I turn on Jeff Bridges sleep tapes, and I play it in my bed, and I never make it to the third track. Jeff Bridges puts me to sleep every night, Napier. Every night. I've never heard the end of the album. He could be telling me to do weird things in the later tracks, and I wouldn't know.
Does your lady appreciate Jeff Bridges lullabying you to sleep?
My lady stays up later than me because I get up super early to go to work, and she has different hours. So we never go to bed at the same time.
So part of her routine is just coming to bed and turning off Jeff Bridges?
Yeah, yeah. When she comes to bed, she removes the Jeff Bridges and goes to bed. But yeah, I know you get Jeff Bridges sleep tapes, and it works for me.
I use 80 proof alcohol. Travis, what's your...
My way is cheaper. It's free on the Squarespace website.
Back in the day, I used to listen to Enya.
I don't see how Jeff Bridges is going to get me drunk.
You turn on some Enya?
Back in the day, before the drinking is the thing that put me to sleep. But yeah, Enya, with its weird soothing... Yeah, Enya would do it for me. Or Prince's album, Come, also would do it for me.
Let's see what one of the later tracks on the sleep tape says. With wonder. See, it's just like weird tones, and every now and then Jeff just whispers something at you. And it makes you tired.
That would really creep me the fuck out if I'm listening to white noise and then all of a sudden there's Jeff Bridges.
I think it's because, like I really focus on it. Like, I really focus in on it, and I try to understand what he's saying. And I think it, like, blocks out all the other stuff.
You know, I feel like if you were, like, a weird Batman villain from the, like, 60s television show, one of your ways to, like, take over, like, Batman or something would be tend to put out sleep tapes, and it would be, like, subliminal messages by Jeff Bridges telling you, like, go ahead, just let the Joker take over the bank tomorrow.
Do you think this is a supervillain origin story?
I think so. I think at
some point...
You're
hypnotized by the sleep tapes?
Yeah, they're creating an army full of brainwashed Jeff Bridges sleep tape consumers.
I only fall asleep to 911 calls that I recorded off of my local news program.
I'm wondering if it's actually... Oh, Jeff Bridges.
that my eye
national treasure.
My eye? Or is that a function of my mind? Am I imagining the things I see?
Like a Jeff Bridges movie, I have no clue what the fuck he's saying.
See, but if you really pay attention and try to figure out what he's saying, you just kind of, like, get lost in it.
I think that would make me stay awake as I'm trying to figure out what the fuck Jeff Bridges is going on about.
Speaking of Jeff Bridges,
I know... It's what works for me, guys.
Most people's favorite Jeff Bridges movie is Lebowski, and I like Lebowski a lot, but I'll tell you, when he was at his heyday, was The Fabulous Baker Boys, when both him and his older brother Bo were both trying to sleep with Michelle Pfeiffer.
Did either of them get to?
I don't think so.
I don't know if I've ever seen that.
They're lounge singers, and then they decide that they're not drawing enough of a crowd, so they, like, audition a bunch of ladies, and then sassy Michelle Pfeiffer is the one that they hire, and she tears a rift between the two brothers.
I guess, yeah. It's not a bad idea.
I got Mike the dude jersey from Geeky Jerseys. Does that actually function as a jersey, or is that like a poncho?
I haven't played hockey since you got it for me. Oh. I think I'm in semi-retirement. I wear it around the house sometimes.
It's like a poncho, isn't it? Yeah. Like a glorious poncho.
It's, yeah.
So that was it for Ask Dr. Napier?
And that was Ask Dr. Napier. Napier.
We didn't get anything from the chat?
You were telling me about a YouTube channel you want to start.
Yeah, I want to start a food YouTube channel.
I love this idea, by the way.
Now, explain it to me.
I'm going to make American snacks, like Easy Cheese and Ritz Crackers, or...
But are you teaching people how to put Easy Cheese on Ritz Crackers, or are you just saying this is a thing that you can do?
No, I'm going to put Easy Cheese on crackers, and that'll be the episode. And, like, I'll spice it up. I'll put, like, parsley on there and make it classy, or cilantro and make it California style. Or I'll make it St. Louis style and put it with eggs and breading and then fry it in a deep fryer. And it'll be glorious. I'll just make bullshit American snacks full of cheeses and bullshit.
Are you going to wear a tuxedo?
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to have to wear the little butler gloves. And it'll be, like, real classy and shit.
I want you to wear a tuxedo, but I want it to be way too small for you. And I want it to have, a big, like, beef stew stain right on the front of it.
Oh, kind of like a hobo costume.
Maybe it can be, like, powder blue as well.
Oh, God, yes.
And you just need to be, like, drenched. Like, you need to just always look wet. And it needs to never be explained why. Why you're so damn wet.
And I have to breathe like I'm Darth Vader.
Guys, yeah. These chips are going to be awesome.
But you always have, like, a bag of fast food to eat while you're making the snacks.
And I'm just constantly munching on it, and the camera pans over to me making it. You see potato chip crumbs falling into my snacks. And you can tell I'm not doing it on purpose, but I also can't tell that I'm doing it.
So is this kind of the redneck chef, only, like, it's real?
Yeah, but it's more like a homeless alcoholic wanders into a soup kitchen and finds ingredients for things.
It's just like, whatever's here, I make something out of?
Oh, yeah. It'll be great. It'll be glorious.
I'm in.
What's it going to be called? Napier's American Snacks?
It's going to be called American Shake and Bake.
What was the name of that restaurant that you were going to start where it's like macaroni and cheese and shit? You had a name for your restaurant back in the day.
Napier's restaurant?
Didn't he have a restaurant idea where it was just bullshit like this, where it was like... crunching like potato chips on top of something that should be fancy?
Oh, America's Test Kitchen.
No.
There was something else back. It was quite a while ago. It was also a great idea. Gone by the wayside. Died too soon.
There's a lot of our ideas that we just kind of leave out there.
I guess it let people pick up the slack, I guess, right? Yeah. If we have an idea, and I guess they can just run with it.
Right, they could just take it and sell it.
I think it's because we're both poor and unmotivated.
And send it to me and say, isn't this cool?
Just a map with the directions to go eat there at full price.
Travis, isn't this awesome?
Yeah, can I get one of those? No.
That was a great idea that you had that I'm now selling.
Let's see what you can do about it.
You should be totally psyched about this.
I'll have you know you can't copyright a concept.
Napier. I mean, the show's over.
Pretty much.
So, I mean, is there any final thoughts that you want to share with anyone?
Yeah, I kind of want to. I want to know what happened to tomboys. Remember back when we were growing up, there were like girls that you could call them tomboys, and it'd be an apt description. And now they're like pansexual flute fairies.
Or pansexuals?
Yeah.
They're still tomboys, right?
They don't. I haven't heard that term in decades.
I think tomboys have been overtaken by nerd girls.
Yeah, I guess it's not popular to be a tomboy. You got to get into video games and scripting and.
There it is in chat. TJJ has got a cast photo of Fabulous Baker Boys.
The Fabulous Baker Boys. I think I'm going to have to watch that this week and report.
Yeah, man. I wore out that VHS tape. I think you'll enjoy it.
We're going to start the Fabulous Baker Boys podcast.
Are there any boobies?
Every week we're going to watch Fabulous Baker Boys and talk about the new things that we found from it.
That sounds amazing, because I guarantee you there are no Fabulous Baker Boys podcasts. It's probably the only thing that exists that there's not a podcast dedicated to it.
And every week we'll either go to a viewer's house or a friend's house and force them to watch it and tell us what they thought.
What do you think about the Fabulous Baker Boys?
And talk shit about their TV's picture?
Yeah, just like,
and how uncomfortable their couch is.
Well, last week we were at Dave's house, and you know what? So much more amenable. This place is trash.
Travis, what do you got, buddy?
Hey, I just want to really quick throw out there in our media landscape of clickbait headlines and 24-hour news stories, the deal with actors saying that they would like to play a certain character. Like, the newest one that I saw was, would Norman Reedus play Ghost Rider? Quote unquote, hell yeah!
Oh, and God, then it I becomes saw that a, too.
And then it becomes a story. Of course, all of these actors that exist would love to play these characters that would make them millions of dollars and be part of franchises. That is not news.
You want to give me a really popular comic book franchise that I could make millions and millions of dollars on? That sounds great!
Such a ridiculous trend of, quote, news story where we're talking about things that actors would like to do. Yeah, yeah, we know you like money and would like to be part of giant blockbuster franchises. It's not news. It's a bunch of conjecture. Don't make a fucking headline telling me who Norman Reedus or that guy from Hell on Wheels would like to play in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
I do want to see Hellboy play Cable.
Tom Hanks.
No.
John Hamm.
Closer.
Guys, it's been fun. We'll do it again sometime, probably.
You mean Monday?
Yeah, it'll be Monday.
Okay.
Right.
It's so hard to say goodbye.
Well,
to
that's my mama.
We're killing strangers so we die. wants you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Gentlemen and ladies, listen to WFOD live Monday nights, 9, 8 central at strangelabel.com. You can listen to back episodes on WFODix.com. You can get a hold of us at Twitter at WFOD Show. I'm not on there.
So how can people contact you on Twitter?
You can't. You can contact Mike, who will eventually contact me, and I will ignore him. You can find us on Facebook.
Can people, like, send you a letter or something?
They can send you one.
So they can send me a letter that I will hand off to you.
Yes.
So the only way people can contact you is through me.
Yes.
I am the gatekeeper to Napier.
That sounds like a terrible position to be in.
I know, right? What if they want to complain to you about me?
Why can't they complain to you about you?
I don't know. I just feel like, you know, somebody might want to say something behind my back.
They can say it to me if they want.
Okay, yeah. Contact Travis if you can't talk to me about it. And then Travis will talk to Napier when we do the show, and I'm sitting right here. All in all, you can't talk to Napier unless you're first talking to me. Right?
That's part of the charm is that you have to tune in to listen to Napier.
Mike, you're my agent in this.
Do you think that's why you're the favorite? Is because you're mysterious?
I'm just so unapproachable that it makes the panties drop.
So I'm just, like, out there.
I will say that if you pull back your presence, people do try to talk to you more.
Is that true?
It feels like it.
Yeah, like, who is this man of mystery?
So if you want to contact me or Napier, you do it through our agent, Greg, who you can email wfodshow@gmail.com or on Twitter at wfodshow.
Don't forget, Greg has a voicemail at 636-487-HAM. That's 636-487-4263. Tell Greg what you think of him. Dick Blood!
Travis.
What's up?
Napier just went out the door.
Mm-hmm.
And there was 3 frogs attached to my glass screen door.
Oh, so they were on the screen?
Yeah, they were like just hanging out.
That sounds about right.
On my door.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird, right?
They like the, sometimes there's a little moisture that comes out depending on how you have your house set. If you have the air conditioner and stuff, frogs really like that.
I do have the air conditioner on.
There you go.
It's 100 degrees here today.
Yeah, they're digging it.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. That is crazy. Did you bring them inside to let them cool off?
No. They hopped away when they saw Napier.
That's not surprising.
They're like, wow. Napier showed up in a bright yellow shirt. He looked like a big, yellow thing, Travis. He's like a yellow thing.
like a big yellow. I for some reason I always picture Napier like Kevin Smith, always wearing a hockey jersey. I really do.
He always has a hat on.
Always got a hat.
Backwards hat on.
Hmm.
There was a guy on Twitter that went back and listened to the episode that we put all our pictures up on Reddit.
Oh, the Roast Me episode.
The Roast Me episode, yeah.
I how long ago was that? That was like last summer, wasn't it?
It was some time ago, yeah. I mean, it was, I think it was like, I don't, it had the date on it. I think it was like November or something.
Oh, still to this day, immediately, if I think about that, and I think about how somebody called Dan Girth Brooks, I can't. I'll sit at my desk at work and Girth Brooks will pop into my head and I will just laugh uncontrollably for a minute or two until I gain my composure.
You know, that Dan really pulled some shit on us because he posted a picture you couldn't even see him.
Right. It's like sunglasses and a beard and a cowboy hat. It looked like Wheeler.
Thanks a lot, Dan. Anything.
Yeah, Wheeler could be anybody.
Yeah, and then everybody's making fun of him being a cowboy dipshit, and he's not even really a cowboy dipshit.
Yeah, right.
Like, oh, wow, you really hurt my feelings. You called me a cowboy dipshit. That was what I was going for.
That's the thing. If I would have known that, I would have put a sombrero on my head.
Yeah, it was like wearing the fake glasses and mustache, and then people like, nice glasses, dick.
Yeah, like, sweet mustache. Why is your nose so big?
Hey guys, it's me. We have a Patreon now. I know. You've changed, Mike. Look, we're not going to make a thing about this. The show is happening whether you contribute money to it or not. But if you want to throw a buck or two at the dudes who make that thing you like, there it is. Go to WFODix.com and find it in the Extras tab. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes, too. Fuck, I have changed.